Hello.
Hey, Darrell, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Does this week have any less juice for you because you're not going to be facing Randy Moss on Monday?
No. It's a different situation. I mean, I still have to do my job. Whoever I'm covering up there, I got to do it the best of my ability.
Who will you be covering?
Tom Brady. I see they got a...
Is he a slouch?
No, that's only for receivers.
Okay. What do you think, Darrell, of the newly shaped Patriot receiving corps, especially with Deion Branch back?
Let me tell you, up in the whole situation, you know, with Randy Mustang, it kind of surprised me. I would never think what type of player Randy is and what he brings to the offense. But, you know, it's a new, I mean, you know, they brought Deion Branch in. I think they did that to, you know, because he's familiar with Tom Brady in the offense. I mean, the guy was a Super Bowl MVP. So, I mean, he's comfortable in that system and he knows it. So, the receiving corps is still good. You know, they still got Wes. They got Deion, you know, to come in and fit right in. You know, and they got Tate as well. And also, you know, they got two good tight ends that can catch the ball and run the routes.
With Omos, has that changed the way you prepare for the Patriots?
Who I for the team?
You specifically.
No, I'm going to keep on doing what I do and stay with these guys and, you know, try to do the best I can out there on Monday night.
Darrell, how much do you guys, especially the secondary, rely on the big play when defending Brady? Your coach was saying there's no way you can sit back and be passive. You have to be aggressive, blitz and whatnot. How does that affect you?
It doesn't affect us at all. Back in the secondary, I mean, we feel that we are aggressive back there too as well. We know what type of schemes we got, and we know we're a physical, aggressive team. So you know, it's all a part of it. You know, you got to know that sometimes you're gonna be out there on the island or whatever. But you know, you got to fight, and that's what our defense is all about. It's just all of us working together, and you know, trying to come to a goal.
You guys obviously won in week two, so I'm sure you're happy about that. But did the way your day ended in week two with the injury after the touchdown leave kind of a bad taste in your mouth, or any more motivation to come out this week?
No, my day ended great when we won the first game. I'm excited about the win. Whatever happened to me, that game happened. The hamstring, and that's it. I wasn't upset about anything. I wasn't even upset about Randy Moss scoring a touchdown. That's what it is. I mean, the guy's a great receiver. And when you're battling, you know, when you go in battles with some of these great receivers, I mean, sometimes things happen like that. But, no, I was happy we won, and that's the only thing I was concerned about.
How are you physically at this stage?
I'm great, right? You see me playing out there. I think I'm feeling all right.
Now that you've been healthy over the past couple weeks, are you starting to see the defense improve as you've improved physically? Like, is the way you've been playing affecting kind of the rest of the defense?
No. I don't believe that. Like I said, my thing was it was more personal. I mean, it was a hamstring. It has nothing to do with how the defense plays. You know, when I left that game, you know, the first game, I mean, they won without me. So I'm just a piece to the puzzle, and when I'm playing, you know, I just try to do my job and try to help out, you know, the defense the best way I can. But I mean, our defense is very good.
Have you been more aggressive this year, knowing that Antonio is on the other corner from you?
No, I play aggressive every year. That's in my game. That's just still in my game. I'm an aggressive type of cornerback, so. I think what the great thing is, you know, we've been searching for another lockdown corner. you know, to play on the other side of me, and we found him, and it's Antonio Camardi. So, I mean, I think his play has been great. I mean, we're identical. We're the same type of players. We can cover, and, you know, we can make plays.
When are you going to get a pick?
I don't know, when I get opportunities.
Do you sense you'll have your opportunities Monday night because Brady likes to challenge and go downfield?
We'll see. I'm sure he's probably going to challenge, so we'll see. I'm not going to give you a prediction if I'm going to get an interception or not.
I know you aren't studying film, I'm sure, on the Patriots defense, but have you had any impressions of Devin McCourty?
No, you need to talk to Mark Sanchez and then Jeff Barbersius about him.
I was just curious, as you know, one of the elite corners in the league, if you've had, because of the way Devin's played this season, an up-and-comer, if you had any thoughts on his improvement through 11 games.
No, I haven't paid. Trust me, I've been having my own issues over this side, so I haven't been focusing on anybody.
Can you just talk about the improvement? You see Mark Sanchez in practice every day. Can you talk about the improvement he's made this year?
He's made big strides this year. His leadership is up. You know, last year it was tough for him. It was a learning curve. That's new with anybody, you know, being a rookie in the NFL. I mean, it's a whole totally game from college. But, I mean, the guy, he's being a leader, and he's handling the pressure, which is great. And guys is looking to him on offense to you know, lead the way.
When you watch film of Wes Welker now, do you see the same Wes Welker you've always seen?
Yes, I think he's still the same player as he always been. I don't know. Do you see something different? I think he's still great.
Can you see the impact that Deion Branch has made on this offense, or how things look different with him here? The impact that Deion Branch has had since he's been back on the offense.
I think he's made a big impact. You know, for him. You know, like I said earlier, he knows the offense. He knows the scheme. So I mean, he fits right in. And you know, you see, he's making plays. You know, when I went to go get him.
How excited are you, Darrell, that this is 2-9-2 teams? Matched up Monday night. Are you any more juiced for this game than you would be normally?
No, I post the same week as any other week. I mean, I'm sure some other guys, you know, on the team here is very excited. I mean, I just approach every game, you know, like you said.
What do you think about facing Danny Woodhead for the first time?
What'd you say?
What do you think about facing Danny Woodhead for the first time?
That might be weird because you know, he was here, you know, a part of this team, you know, with us. So, I mean, it's going to be a little bit weird. But, I mean, he's doing what he needs to do. He's making a lot of plays for them and, you know, bringing some energy to their team.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks.